Hi, I'm Sarah Zuniga.
I'm Paris Reyes.
Hi, I'm Jalila Lobalo.
And hi, I'm Kira Bhakta. We are students from Cass Med High School. And today on this episode of The Truth About COVID, we will be addressing and discussing rumors that have been circulating recently about the vaccine.
Now we will dive in right with our first question from Sarah.
Is it true that a fetus was used in the vaccine? The possibility of that being true just disturbs me, and I would like to know if it really is the truth.
I can assure you and the listeners that this is not true. This rumor was based on a video that was posted by an anti-vaccinist who put this on her Facebook page with the caption stating, "Fetal tissue used in a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Do you want to get the vaccine knowing you have parts of a fetus in you?" Many people believe that the claim was true since they saw the evidence with their very own eyes. Fortunately, though, fetal tissue was not used. In fact, fetus cells were used instead. Now, I know what you're thinking. Aren't fetal cells and fetal tissues the same? And I get why you're asking that question. After all, they do sound the same. But they are completely different. Fetal cells are cells that are grown in a laboratory from an immortalized cell line, so they can reproduce and be used indefinitely. However, fetal tissue comes directly from the fetus, so you don't have to worry about having a fetus in your vaccine.
Our next question is whether or not you can actually get COVID from this vaccine.
Well, all vaccines give you some part of the disease, but this tiny part is not enough to make us sick. This is true with the COVID vaccine as well. It helps us build immunity by giving us a deactivated part of the virus, and our body gets time to build antibodies. So no, it does not actually give you COVID. However, getting the virus is not the better alternative, which some people may refer to it as. We all know that actually getting the virus can lead to long-term effects, such as lung damage, which the vaccine does not do.
All right. Well, what about the rumor saying that there are microchips being implanted in us while we're getting the vaccine?
Well, this rumor actually started from an interview with Bill Gates, in which he said that there are digital certificates where they see who took the vaccine. In this interview, he made no mention of there being microchips in the actual vaccine. Think about it. Why would Mr. Gates go through trouble and put a microchip in each of the millions of vaccines being distributed?
One thing both Sarah and I are particularly concerned about is whether or not the vaccines can cause infertility in females. Plenty of women want to have kids someday, so what if this vaccine can ruin their chances?
The vaccine has been in multiple clinical trials, and it is not able to cause infertility from what the research has shown. These rumors started from a claim that a spike protein called Syncytin-1 is inside the vaccine. Syncytin-1 is vital for the human placenta in women. And if it is destroyed, it can cause infertility or a miscarriage. However, the vaccine does not contain this protein at all. So you won't have to worry about infertility.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
My question is, are the vaccines safe? They came out close to the pandemic, so it seems like they are rushed and not actually safe.
In this case, speed didn't sacrifice safety. Doctors and scientists have spent decades working with the kinds of technology being used in vaccines and have researched other viruses, including coronaviruses, like severe acute respiratory syndrome. There have been a vast amount of rigorous clinical trials that prove the vaccines are safe. These trials are done on thousands of humans on all ages, and none of them have had any serious problem.
That really helps me feel less anxious, since kids our age can get the vaccine now. And more of them are starting to go to school in person.
Well, aren't the flu and COVID basically the same? There is no reason for me to take this vaccine because the flu already protects you from it.
The flu vaccine does not protect you from COVID at all. It protects you from the flu while the COVID vaccine protects you from COVID. Well, although they may have similar symptoms, they are completely different. COVID came from a virus called SARS-CoV-2, and the flu was made by a virus called influenza A and B. They also affect people differently with closer inspection. COVID comes with severe illness such as lung injury and pneumonia, while the flu might only cause a stuffy nose and sometimes a fever. They also come at different times. COVID symptoms appear 2 to 14 days after exposure, while the flu symptoms appear 1 to 4 days after exposure.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Our final question is about the recovery rate of COVID. I have been told that the actual recovery rate is 99.97%. So why would we even need to take the vaccine?
That statistic just isn't true. If it was true, why are so many people in places where there are most COVID cases, like India, dying every day? Those who suffer through COVID have long-term effects, so it is better to get the vaccine and not risk getting COVID.
And those are all the rumors we will address for today. We advise everyone listening to please go and get the vaccine. These rumors should not cost people their lives. Thank you for listening, and have a great day or night.